Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sam Toya, who's president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Sam, I'm supposed to go to a restaurant called Ever tonight.
Hi.
How are you?
For America 2.0, I guess I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm fine. Like I said, I'm supposed to be going to Ever tonight. I'm very excited about it. It's a hot restaurant in Chicago. And then they called me and they said, are you still coming? Are people, you know, what's going on with the restaurant scene from your perspective?
Well, you know, obviously with this new variant out here, a lot of team members and guests are very little anxious. They're, you know, want to make sure, you know, that everyone is getting their vaccines. That's the number one thing. We think everyone should be vaccinated and boosted to help get the pandemic behind us. So I think that's how most people are thinking right now. Restaurant owners, operators are very concerned about the health and safety of their team members and guests at all times. And that's kind of what's going on out here right now. But the one thing we do not want to see, we do not want to go back to limited capacity or closed dining rooms.
Yeah, I think that what I've heard is that restaurants would really like to stay open, but they're a little concerned about some of their own employees getting sick. It's hard to keep your restaurant open if the chef calls in sick, right?
Right. That's why we want to help get everyone vaccinated and keep our businesses open and our team members employed. Otherwise, they won't survive. But the number one concern of all restaurant owners, operators, is the safety and health of their team members and guests. Because you're only as good as the people on your team. You come in for the food, but you come back for the service. So you've got to make sure all your team members are vaccinated and safe.
Now, when do we have to start showing our cards, our vaccination cards, to get into restaurants? Is that after January 3rd?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. The Cook County came out with that proposal today, just like the city of Chicago came out a few days ago. So both the city of Chicago and the suburban Cook will have that in effect as of January 3rd. So you got to bring your vaccine passport. You got to make sure you have your vaccine and you can show that, and then you can go into your favorite restaurant and, you know, make sure you're masked up. And then when you're eating and drinking, you can take your mask off. But we want to make sure we're keeping all team members safe and healthy.
And how about the rest of the state of Illinois? Are the restrictions the same in other places in the state?
Right now, no, they are not. This is just, as of January 3rd, you have to show a vaccine passport showing that you've gotten the vaccine to get into one of your favorite local independent restaurants here in the city of Chicago and the suburban of Cook. But outside of Cook, no, they have not done anything like that yet.
And how are the restaurants surviving in the rest of the state, not just in the metro area, but down south as well?
You know, it's definitely been a difficult time. Earlier during the pandemic, we had PPP and then we had the RRF. That's why we've been encouraging Senator Duckworth and Senator Durbin to replenish the IRF, the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, because only a third of the independent restaurants that applied for the grant got it. Two-thirds did not get it. So we've been talking with Senator Duckworth, Senator Durbin, Congressman Quigley, Congressman Garcia, Congressman Rush, Congressman Rodney Davis downstate, to please replenish the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, because it's very important we get those two-thirds of the independent restaurants that did not get the grant to get the grant, because restaurants are the soul of every neighborhood here in the city of Chicago, throughout the state of Illinois, throughout the country. So it's been very, very hard times, because even in good times, 95 to 97 cents that comes in goes out for product cost, fixed cost, labor cost, and that's pre-pandemic. So restaurants work at a very tight margin, and it's been very difficult over the last 22 months, as you and your listeners know.
You know, one of the things I've noticed is that as we've moved to sort of digital signature things, right? People, I go into restaurants now and I'm taking a picture of a QR code, or they're bringing me sort of a handheld device, usually manufactured or done by Toast, which is a sort of a digital way to sort of keep tabs on what you're ordering, and then you can sign and do your credit card there. You know, I'm seeing that there's a lot of technology that's coming into restaurants that owners, I'm sure, are having to, you know, shell out and pay for. Do you see more of that happening as we get further, a little bit further into this COVID pandemic?
Yeah, you see more and more automation, no question about it. More and more electronic devices. They're talking, you know, right now, some of the quick service restaurants are using robots to try to, you know, working on the line, you know, frying the fries or flipping the burgers. So, yes, you're going to see more and more automation as we go forward. Because also right now, the employment, we have a very tight labor market. Mm-hmm. And that's why we also been encouraging Senator Duckworth to get, you know, we want to see if we can get working visas for hospitality workers like they did for farm workers, because, you know, we have a tight labor market, and the tighter the labor market gets, the more and more automation you're going to see.
Yeah, it's interesting that hospitality and restaurants are really an area that is suffering quite a bit from just having enough hands on deck right now. It almost seems like people have stopped wanting to be waiters and they're doing other things.
They are. You know, I mean, you know, before the pandemic, you used to see a wait person have like a 4-table wait station. Now we're seeing wait people having 6-7 table stations. So yes, there is definitely a labor shortage. It's not really just in the hospitality industry. We're seeing it in the trucking industry. We're seeing it in the medical industry. Yes, the labor market is very, very tight out here. And that's why we really would love to see immigration reform and or at least working visas to try to bring in more workers for the hospitality industry here, as we are the largest private sector employer in the state of Illinois, or we were before the pandemic.
Tell me what you see as being the couple of big trends for the restaurant industry next year.
Well, I see that more and more restaurant owners, operators are going to try to keep on figuring when they lay out their restaurants or they reconfigure, that more and more people are going to do more curbside pickup. They're going to do more delivery to their house, third-party delivery. So I think that you're going to see restaurant owners, operators setting up for side door entrance to pick up food. And so when guests come in, they feel safe to pick up their food. And also they have to reconfigure their line. So you have part of your line that, you know, produces the food, is producing food for the dining room, but is also producing food for delivery orders and carryout orders. So that's what you're going to see. You're going to see more and more people doing pickup and delivery as we move further along in 2022 and 2023.
Are you concerned at all about DoorDash and some of the other delivery apps eating into the very thin margins that restaurant owners are trying to make it with right now?
Yeah, you know, that was a big issue before the pandemic. You know, during the pandemic in the city of Chicago, we did put a cap on of 15%, because we saw that some independent restaurants like in Brighton Park or Lincoln Square would be charged 20, up to almost 30%, but it was 27%. Wow. Is exactly what I saw. So if you had an order of, you know, like $20, almost $6 was going to these third-party deliveries. We put a cap on of 15% during the pandemic, which then would only be, you know, $3 instead of $6, you know, like I said, 30%. In restaurants, as I just mentioned, you know, work on a very tight margin. Their profit margins are 3-5%. They're not 30%. So we do have conversations going on with leadership in Springfield on how we can work with this, you know, work with this as we move forward, because, you know, these third-party deliveries can't charge independent restaurants up to 30%. There is a lot of communication going on with the DoorDashes and the Grubhubs and the Uber Eats. So and that's not just an issue here in the city of Chicago or, let's say, city of Rockford or the city of Springfield, but it's in San Francisco. It's in Los Angeles. It's in New York. It's in Philadelphia. So this is an issue that we're going to have to all come to the table and try to get to the middle on how we could all, you know, make a living and not kill the independent mom-pa restaurants with these fees from third-party delivery.
Sam Toya is president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Thank you so much for taking time, and we wanted to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays, and I'm sorry we're not going to have a white Christmas, but like you said, maybe we'll get some white stuff in January. So, happy holidays.
Thank you. I sure hope we do.